hello and welcome to the one and only show. I'm your host, Mondragon, and welcome back to Frequency Friday. Like I said, I'm your host, Mondragon. We got quite a surprise today, actually. Drake dropping his EP / mixtape, Dark Lane demo tapes.
So, unfortunately, we've had one of the slowest weeks of music releases in a long, long time. So, I'm gonna do more of a deep dive on the Drake mixtape / album than any other. We're gonna hit on some singles, but most of it's just remixes. So, yeah, let's just get to it.
Let's talk about Dark Lane demo tapes. Of course, this is an EP / mixtape / playlist, as Drake likes to call it. Very similar to how he released More Life back in 2015, I believe. If I'm not so wrong. 2017, More Life. This is not a full-length project like Scorpion was back in 2018. However, man, this is 100% packed with goodies. I do gotta say, I kind of like this more than More Life. More Life was, you know, just a pop playlist, in my opinion. But, you know, this project is a lot more focused, in essence, in its music. But also not so focused. I mean, it deviates and it, you know, brings in. It's a very mixtape-y tape. And that's what I like. I like from Drake. Drake has always been a great mixtape artist. And, you know, when it comes to albums, you know, he's the GOAT. He's the best to ever do it. So, yeah, let's get to it. It's about 14 tracks long, 50 minutes long. And let me tell you, this has its ups and downs. Because it's a mixtape, you know, it's not going to be well put together. Its direction is going to be at sometimes a little flawed. So, that's in essence how a mixtape works. So, I'm not going to critique that much. I'm just talking about music here, because Drake will always put out good music at the end of the day. However, I did skip like two or three tracks out of this. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. So, start off with Deep Pockets. You know, intro track. You know, Drake just gets to it. He just starts, you know, spitting, bar after bar, which is kind of pleasant because we don't usually get a rapper kind of Drake. It's almost like, yeah, he might do two verses or three, and then the rest is all hooks and, you know, features, you know, like More Life. Oh no, not More Life. Life is Good, the one track he did with Future. So, yeah. Apart from that, the track is quite solid. And, you know, not something I might replay over and over again, so that's that. Then we have When to Say When. Like I said, I just listened through. I wasn't looking at the tracks. This one's a pretty pleasant track. Again, he's a lot more on his game. He's, you know, rapping a lot longer than usual. And if you like that, Drake, go ahead and listen to these first two tracks, because you will enjoy that. Then we have Chicago Freestyle, which he did put out quite a while ago. I'd say about 4 to 3 weeks ago. No, give him more than that. I think mid-February. Mid to late February, I think. But yeah, this was one of the tracks that, you know, got the people thinking. They're like, oh no, he's coming. He's coming with heat, you know. That's the kind of, those tracks were the ones that, you know, gave us the indicator that Drake was coming out with the album. And, you know, it's a solid track. I mean, he does manage to hop on a sample that's, you know, to this day is quite amazing. So, and he holds his own. So, I respect that. And I enjoy this track a lot, actually. Then we have Not You Too, featuring Chris Brown. Listen, I know if you know me, I'm not a huge fan of Chris Brown. Given the fact that his music nowadays has always been very, it's more quantity over quality to the, how can I say, the most extreme extent when it comes to Chris Brown. His last album, I believe, featured 38 tracks. And that's including the deluxe. Yes, 44 tracks. That's a lot. So I killed that album like it should have been. There's no way of critically analyzing an album that large, almost 2 hours long in listening time. And I don't want to divulge too much in Chris Brown's discography, but I just want to say I'm not a fan of Chris Brown. So here he kind of provides more of the harmony / melody / background vocals for the track. And I quite enjoyed that because he didn't really have a major part. He only kind of helped Drake hit the high notes, in essence, if you know what I'm saying, once you listen to the track. But that is that from the Chris Brown feature. Other than that, Drake goes into his heavy R&B vibe and kills it. I mean, R&B Drake is pretty top tier when it comes to, you know, what he puts out in music. I mean, we have the classics from Take Care. We also have Jungle, which is one of my favorite tracks from If You're Reading This Is Too Late, and much more. But like I said, when Drake hops in his R&B bag, he does it really, really well. So this is a really, really good track. Then we have Tutti Slide, which I think I did talk about as an independent single about a week ago. And like I said, this is a club anthem / a song for everybody. You know, you play this and everybody knows the steps. Everybody, you get people dancing with this. You get people to make viral videos with this song. So nothing really special. It's something that Drake is really good at. Apparently ever since Hotline Bling, I believe. Going with In My Feelings from Scorpion and many more tracks, because that album was packed with viral songs. So yeah, if you like Tutti Slide, I guess. But I personally don't like it because I know its sole purpose is just for virality views, you know what I'm saying? So no, there's no quality to that song. But hey, it is catchy, I'll give it that. Now we go to Desires. And let me tell you, man, this is by far my favorite track from this whole EP. I'm not gonna lie. I love a Future and Drake collab. I don't know. They just got that magic, man. They just got that synergy. And they just seem unstoppable when they come together. You know what I'm saying? It's like their chemistry in music is so good. And I am so ready for What a Time to Be Alive too, because they are going to kill it. They are completely going to dominate. And this is a clear example of that. Desires is such a good track, and you need to listen to it, man. It's such a fun track. I love this song so much. So yeah, this song is hype. This song should be hype and is underrated, and I love this track a lot. This is my favorite track of the EP so far. Then we have Time Flies, which again, Drake tries to, do his hooks versus pretty generic Drake song. Nothing special out of it. Then we have Landed, and I believe this is the same, and it has a few features here and there. I don't quite remember, but yeah, Landed is just a single from him. I skipped it. I skipped this one. D4L, Future, Drake, and Young Thug. I thought it was going to be more special, but man, was I whelmed. Man, was I whelmed. Let me tell you, I was expecting heat all the way through, and I got a mixed bag. It sounds like something I could have heard out of Young Thug's album, or even a single, future single. You know what I'm saying? It just seemed like it was going to be such a heavy hitting track that it kind of exhausts you the first part of the track, to the point where like you're like, oh wait, when is this gonna end, and kind of drags on a little longer. I'm not gonna lie to you, the track is quite long. It's 3 minutes, and I think each of them get like a minute worth. Drake a little more because he does more of the hook. Future as well, he kind of helps Drake with the hook. Young Thug, I think, gets less time. And I kind of wanted to hear more Thug you know, knowing that he's surrounded by Drake and Future, you know, homies, people who he came up with, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Not as good as I thought it was going to be, but certainly a good track. And I think it kind of overshadowed. I think it kind of, in my opinion, Desires is a much better track than D4L. But, you know, that's on you to decide, you know? Then we have, oh boy, this one's a tough one. Pain 1993. Now, this track, oh man, I'm severely disappointed. Online, the census has been that Playboi Carti needs to stop what he's doing, look at himself in the mirror, and evaluate where he's taking his career. Because Drake, you know, did something. He kind of mimicked Carti throughout his verses, because this is a Playboi Carti beat, 100%. But then Playboi Carti came in and just, he kind of ruined the track, in essence, because Drake was holding his own. And by holding his own, he was average when it came to the beat he had, when it came to the flow, when it came to the style. It was 100%, you know, inspired or based off of Cardi's style. But then Carti comes in and he starts bad, and then it just continues, and you're like, wait, why are you doing this to yourself? His rapping style, I don't know if you remember, is like the Baby Boys, right? Off of Earthquake. Off of the Solange project, there's a single, Almeida, I think, Almeida, where the Baby Voice Carti comes in and, it, you know, does something. It energizes a track and it brings it like a little bit more flair, you know, a little bit more spark. However, I think this track right here is a perfect example of how the Baby Voice Carti can completely shoot down a track. Because he went on for too long. It wasn't even the hook. And his verses were very, very ununderstandable. You know how Young Thug used to, like, mumble rap? This sounds like that, but it's just, you know, it's just hyper-pitched. It just sounds very weird. And I know Playboi Carti is known for being weird, like, his music being very weird and experimental. But he's experimenting in the wrong direction. He's taking this his expectations and really flipping them. And right now, he's really suffering from this track. Because this track was not good for him. And so, I'm severely disappointed, like I said. And I plan on skipping this track further on. I don't like this track whatsoever. Then we have Losses from Florida with Love, which are kind of R&B-ish, slow-tempoed kind of tracks. Losses is a bit more, you know, upbeat, trap instrumentals, Drake doing his thing. I skipped this one. From Florida with Love, he goes back into his R&B bag, but he didn't do it as well as he did it with that Chris Brown track. So, you know, another track that I don't really, you know, listen to. Then we have Demons with Fever Foreign and Sosa. Man, they did something here. No, they really did something here. So, Drake, Fivo, Sosa Geek. They hopped on what you call it, the Brooklyn Drill, UK Drill, UK hip-hop kind of vibe. And they just went with it. Drake, believe it or not, has been a fan. Has been able to rap in the UK Drill. A.K.A. Brooklyn Drill, A.K.A., you know, the new wave of hip-hop sound. I mean, he did it way back in 2017, I believe, with Stormzy. It was either Stormzy or... No, it was Stormzy. I think one of his mixtapes or project. It was a single, though. But he's been knowing how to, you know, how to rap when it comes to, you know, the sound. So, any other time, I'd say Drake is a foreigner here. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's biting off of people's sound. But no, Drake has been familiar with the sound for quite some time. However, now that it's begun to pop, begun to, you know, blow up, he's taking full advantage of that. And, you know, Pop Smoke was, you know, the one up there, the at the top for a good moment. I think FIFA Foreign is going to take over. Like I said, we reviewed, I think, his mixtape last week, if I'm correct. Yes, we did. Then we have Sosa Geek, which, you know, kind of follows behind him because they're the few rappers who know how to, you know, rap on a UK Brooklyn drill beat, on this new wave of hip-hop, in essence. So, yeah, this track is up quite good. Like I said, I think Drake needs to get involved with the sound, with the culture of the music a little longer for him to become a pioneer, for him to become the, you know, flag holder. But for now, I'll leave that to FIFA Foreign because he's really done things well so far. And I'm glad the sound is really popping off now. So, yeah. Then we have War. Like I said, Drake has been able to rap on a UK drill beat, and this is a perfect example of that. And so, you know, people thought he was biting off of Pop Smoke's sound. I thought that as well at first. But, you know, I did my research, and no, he's been fairly familiar with the sound for quite some time. So, yeah, that is the Drake mixtape / EP. I know I went a little deeper into it than usual. Usually I do for albums and stuff like that. But, you know, it's a big release. People are going to be talking about this. People are going to be listening to this. And, you know, I just wanted to get my thoughts out there. This is a solid 6.5 out of 10. Like I said, I skipped like around, I'd say, a solid 20% of the EP. I did have to press skip because I'm like, these songs are irrelevant in my opinion. One track I truly love and I have in my playlist. The others are kind of just stand-ins for me. And I'm excited for whatever is to come from Drake. And I'm glad I didn't get my hopes high because, you know, he did promote it like, oh, it's a prize album drop. No, it's not. It's a mixtape / EP, and there's more to come from Drake. And, you know, he's going to dominate this summer, or he already is in essence. So, yeah. Now let's move on to other music. Of course, not a lot of music came out this week. I'm actually quite shocked. There's really nothing. We only have two deluxes and, you know, the sleeper. I'm gonna hit real quick. My Turn by Lil Baby. You know, his deluxe, making the album a lot longer, and making it 35 tracks in total, now we're 47. Already reviewed this album, giving it a solid 7.5 out of 10. Most of the tracks I enjoyed included features, so it goes to show Lil Baby's doing something here. So then we have Kids is by Mac Miller, his first album back in 2010. Being re-released as a, you know, I think they remixed it, not remixed, but they mixed it and mastered it, so it sounds a lot better. The audio quality is a lot more current with what we hear nowadays. So, just the same tracks as always. If you're a fan of Mac Miller, 16 tracks, 47 minutes. Actually, this is one of my least favorite albums from Mac Miller. I know it's quite controversial for me to say, but back then, I saw Mac Miller as being a very preppy, very, how can I say, out of touch kid being a rapper. But now looking back, it's good music. Because I relate, I'm now in that age group that Mac Miller was when he made this, and it hits different. And I appreciate this for what it is and what it did, you know, back then. And I can see what it did. So, yeah, I'm not really going to review those two because Mac Miller, you know, I hold sentimental value to that, so there's no need to go back down that. So, any other stuff, album? No. So, we're going to head over to the singles. Now, for singles, we don't also have as much. Mostly some remixes and stuff we might have heard already. We have Savage Remix by Meg Thee Stallion featuring Beyonce now. I mean, I think we all know the song Savage by Meg Thee Stallion. It's popping off on TikTok, social media in general. So, you know, Beyonce decided to hop on and remix. So then we have Say So. Again, a track we heard again from Doja Cat, now featuring Nicki Minaj, another remix. Then we have We Paid, which is a remix of a track Lil Baby did with 42 Doug a while back. So, like I said, a lot of remixes. In singles, I did miss over a track by Lil Uzi Vert about a week ago. I didn't realize it came out. Came out under the radar. I didn't catch it. It's called Sasuke. Don't listen to this. This song is not good. Lil Uzi missed 100% with this track. He's been putting a lot of music, so something eventually was going to come out that, you know, you're going to say to yourself, nah, fam, this isn't it. So, yeah, this isn't it. Other than that, like I said, there's not much music, new music that I'm looking at through here. So, yeah, the Baby album, like I said, looking back at it, not changing my mind, still stuck with a 5 out of 10. Nothing changed there. Still, check out Thundercat and Yive's Tumor, Heaven to a Tortured Mind, really, really solid album. And then, you know, Thundercat, if you want some jazz in your life. So, that being said, I'm really sorry that this episode is quite short. I think this is the shortest one by far. Yeah, because, man, I think we're seeing the effect of the quarantine of artists being forced to stay inside or being asked to stay inside, you know. They can't go out to make music. And so most of the music we were hearing from, like, the past 2 weeks, past week, is music that's been recorded, been mixed, mastered, and is ready to get out. They're just waiting for the deadline, you know. On such date, we're going to drop, and it drops, right? Now it's starting to slow down because artists aren't able to go out. They're not making music. Nothing's being recorded. Nothing's being mixed, mastered, and put out. So it's going to start getting slow in the coming weeks. However, I do believe there is going to be a surge in music in the following month or two because people are inside. People are expressing themselves creatively in this time of, you know, maybe solitude, maybe isolation. And, you know, people have time in their hands nowadays. So I expect to hear a lot of great music after this whole quarantine and stay-at-home thing that's going on. And, you know, probably I'll be here to talk about it. So, that's about it for today's show. Thank you so much for listening. I hope everybody stays home. I hope everybody stays safe out there. And I hope you have the good rest of your weekend. And we'll be back here next week for another edition of the Frequency Friday show. I've been your host, Mondragon. Peace.